pilot initiated in Cahan, and the results were so positive we were able to run it through the county. This evaluation is a 2-year longitudinal study where some clients were followed from the very time they came involved in the programme right through to the end. So we've got a fantastic result with the main findings, I suppose, would be that significant changes in people's quality of life, the feedback we're getting from GPs, health professionals, communities and people who have come through the programme is that it works. Getting outdoors, getting your lungs filled with air has a positive impact. The physical activity that you add to that is actually 7 times more effective than the same exercise you would do in the gym because you feel so good. It works. It has shown to bring down blood pressure. There's no reason why it shouldn't be run alongside medications. We're not saying the medications need to be stopped, but certainly it assists people's recovery and their recuperation and helps them move towards a more improved quality of life.
There's also been a major emphasis in recent years on positive mental health.
What we found with particularly green exercise, the idea of exercising in the outdoor environment, is people showed a significant reduction in stress, significant reduction in anxiety and improved immune system. Another aspect is actually the social aspect of the program. I mean, people are coming together to have fun, to chat, to talk, more likely to keep involved in a walking program than actually trying to struggle along on your own. So that kind of support that comes from local communities, from local people, is a really important factor. And we need to be thinking about that when we're actually thinking about people's future. What can they continue to do? What helps them once they leave that surgery? How can they actually improve their health and well-being?